He takes a long sip, idling by the kitchen counter like a puppy waiting for a treat. Poppy loves to eat my food, and I love that he loves it. He watches me as I slip my hands into the heat-resistant gloves and open the oven door. The heavenly smell of melted cheese and butter envelops the kitchen. Inside, delicate clouds of pure, cheesy bliss burst from the ramekins. I instantly smile.
Still on the soufflés, huh?
He asks, peering over my shoulder. They have to be perfect, I say, removing the baking tray from the oven. Nothing else will do. The scalding water filling the bottom of the tray sloshes precariously as I ease it onto the kitchen counter. This time, I tried a new method recommended in Larousse, placing the ramekins in a bain-marie before sliding them in the oven. It's a way to steadily bring them up to temperature and keep the heat consistent. I pray it worked. The eggs have to be infused with the right amount of air bubbles, and the oven temperature needs to be exact. I balance a wispy slice of honeycomb on top of each ramekin. They're all about precision. I add white chamomile flowers and a fig compote drizzled with honey to the plate. Seen from a distance, they look flawless. But the real test is in the taste.
What are these?
Poppy asks, peeking into a tin of freshly baked pastries.
Those are for Yakub.
I swat away his hand, but he still manages to steal a pastry from the tin.
That's nice of you.
He bites into the fruit-filled roll. He actually gave me a list of things I need to bake for him. I chuckle to myself, thinking of the kid's beaming face every time I bring him sweets. I've never met a 5-year-old with so much spunk. He wrote it in Polish. It took me hours to figure out what he wanted. I had to research and translate all these recipes.
His mom said you promised to bring him some American cookies?
Poppy asks, finishing the pastry in 2 bites.
Chocolate chip.
I smile, staring at the powdered sugar on his face. You've got some on your nose, I say, passing him a cloth napkin so he can wipe it off.
No one told me how impossible it would be to find chocolate chips in France. I have a few leads in Lyon, but I've been too busy preparing for the big day tomorrow.
Luck favors the prepared,
he says, raising his corny as Kansas mug in a mock toast.
So proud of you, honey.
Thanks. But I was lucky just to get in.
You beat 1,000 kids for a spot in this program. That's not luck, Issa. That's talent.
You're my dad. You're supposed to say that.
Just let me know when we have to start calling you Chef Isabella. I'm buying you one of those tall hats so you can wear it around the house.
He kisses my cheek and reaches for a leftover piece of honeycomb. He slides the sweet wafer into his mouth and hums in delight. I grin in spite of myself. Luck or talent? I guess I'm about to find out. A little over 100 restaurants in the entire world are decorated each year with a 3-Michelin-star award, a title that says you are the best of the best, or, as the guide puts it, worth a special trip. And only one of those restaurants, La Table de Lyon, owned by world-famous chef Pascal Guattard, has an international apprenticeship program. They accept 15 students each summer for a special 3-week course. At the end of the course, the top student gets to stay for a year-long apprenticeship. This year, I am the only American.